Gister was die voorlaaste sneldeel van die 2022 Dakar-rennen sonder twyfel die moeilikste traject nog. 'N Totaal van 509 km lank met 'n sneltraject van 355 km. Ons die Toyota Gazoo Racing renspan is 'n dag weg van algehele oorwinning met Nasser Al-Attiyah en Matthew Pelmol wat voorloop met 33 minute voor Sebastian Loeb se Pro Drive Hunter. Nasser was gister 7de en vertel.
Difficult stage, not easy, you know, but okay, we are in good way, you know, tomorrow's a short stage, we need just to continue like this same pace, you know, and yeah, it's very important to win this race.
Janiel de Villiers en Dennis Murphy was vijfde vir die dag en ook vijfde algeheel. Vir Janiel, die moeilikste traject nog.
Ja, baie moeilike stage vandag. Ek dink een van die moeilikstes van die rally. Baie sagte duine, klein sagte duine in die middel. Maar ons het 'n baie nice run gehad, bietjie stof issues gehad en so 'n paar waypoints gemis. Ja, andersins 'n redelike nice dag en ek dink ons het opgeskuif na vijfde in die overall. Ons sou graag 'n podium wou gehad het, maar die belangrike ding is dat Nasser is nog voor en dis baie belangrik vir die span.
Shamir Warihawa en Dani Stassen was 23ste en vir Shamir ook 'n moeilike traject.
Really tough stage. I think 50% was dunes. Looking forward for tomorrow, the last stage, but you know, you never know. 160 km to the end. We need to just keep our wits about it.
Henk Lategan en Brett Cummings was 32ste, wat dit nadat hulle probleme gehad het, Henk vertel.
Een van die moeiliker dae van die Dakar. Ons het 4de begin op die pad, maar toe moes ons wag vir Nasser, omdat hy voorloop, hulle wil graag hê ons moet agter hom aanry, dat ons net seker maak hy kom veilig te by die einde. So ons het gestop en vir hom gewag en toe agter hom aangegaan en toe nie ver van daar af het ons verdwaal. En toe was ons besig om 'n raai te gaan en ons het in grotere geduine ingaan en daar was dit so, aan die ander kant van die duin was so 'n bietjie van 'n lippie, so step en ons het nog getref, maar redelik stadig tweede rad en toe breek ons die kontrolarm. Toe moes ons die spaar kontrolarm gebruik, maar hy is bietjie swak. Ons moes maar rustig terugry. Ons is ten minste aan die einde van die tweede laaste dag, so ons kan hopelik die Dakar hierdie jaar klaar maak.
Nou oor na Steffie Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Groep om te hoor hoe dit met die res van ons Suider-Afrika deelnemers gegaan het.
The Century CR6s had another massive day. Mathieu Seradori was the top placed Century CR6 and finished in 10th position and lies 8th overall. Brian Baragwanath and Leonard Kramer finished in 19th position after a proper Dakar rally day and lying 15th overall. Brian updates after the stage.
Proper Dakar stage today. A lot of fun out there. It was some really big dunes we had to fly up and then crest over. Otherwise, good clean day.
Ernest Roberts and Henry Cohen finished in 44th position with Skalkberger and Henk Janse van Vieren in 48th position. PS Laser Racing's Daniel Schroeder and Ryan Bland finished in 37th after what they described as the toughest stage of the rally. Here's Ryan.
That was the hardest stage of the Dakar so far. We had 364 km to do and probably 120 was proper dunes. And then they also put us through like these small, the size of a car, like dunes like that. It was unbelievable. It was just relentless for 40 km, just bashing our way through. It's like driving over a car-sized dune down and then over another one. But yeah, they threw the whole kitchen sink at us.
Aaron Murray had a fantastic day in the saddle, finishing in 25th on stage. Brad Cox has bounced back and finished in 20th position. Walter Tablanche in 88th, Werner Kennedy in 97th. Jeanette from Villa Tua Villa caught up with Stuart Gregory, who finished in 86th position.
I'm in the bivvy again, and I'm standing here with Stuart. One day to go. Can you believe it? But first, tell us, how was today?
Today was tough. I think it was the hardest one of the race so far. The dunes are really, really soft, so yeah, we struggled a bit, and it was pretty hot out there. It was 5 hours on the bike. Pretty tired now, but glad the end is close, so feeling strong to get to the finish tomorrow.
With the dunes behind them, the teams are ready to enjoy the final push to the long-awaited finishing podium on the Jeddah Corniche.
Ek is Janette van Wiele 2 Wiele.
And this is Steffi for the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2022. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.